Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's how I'll start it, guys. Andrew Wiggins is not vaccinated, and apparently he's not going to get vaccinated. Apparently he's going to seek a religious exemption. The issue, though, Dibs and Goo, is San Francisco could overrule the NBA's exemption and, in essence, not allow Andrew Wiggins to play in San Francisco if he's not vaccinated. Now, I know this sounds pretty big, but I got to tell you, Dibs, I think it is pretty big.
No, it's huge, and I just kind of dropped it, not like a classic name drop that we do on this show, such as, you know, me getting Max Homa on yesterday, whoop, whoop, but, you know, I just threw it out there, and it kind of floored you both, and it made me think even more about it, like, man, this could all go down as soon as next week. We were talking in the green room about Media Day being Monday, and maybe he's not at Media Day, and, you know, to get a religious exemption is not necessarily the easiest path, and it could still get blocked. So just kind of a weird turn of events before camp even starts on what could be another blow to the prolonging of this dynasty, quote unquote.
Yeah, shout out Johnny Depp, because that's what it would be, and that's what I thought about, a blow, a big blow. I've always said that Andrew Wiggenstein had the skill, I appreciate it, the skill set, but at the end of the day, I wanted more. Well, 18 points a game, good defense, and he was going to be the bridge until Clay and Wiseman and the rookies got up to snuff. And now, you know, we're a week away from what
Dick mentioned. Less than that.
Less than that? I mean, this is a big deal, and I just don't know if he doesn't get this exemption, how you can mask or the Warriors can mask not having him for home games. This is a big deal.
Yeah, and let me be clear. If he gets a religious exemption from the NBA, that's possible. But then he's still got to get the okay from the city of San Francisco. And they've already been contacted. Rusty Simmons of the Chronicle did the story on this, and they're saying, you know, we don't have to comment. We're not commenting because we don't have to on anything right now. We're evaluating all the situations. But here's what I want to throw out to the listeners. I don't want to get into the political aspects of this. We know where
should
that,
he or shouldn't he, basically.
Right. We all have our opinions on that. The point is if Andrew Wiggins is not vaccinated and chooses not to get vaccinated, what do you do if you're the Warriors, if anything? I mean, if you're staring down the barrel of not having this guy for a chunk of games, and Dibs made a great point. They have an 8-game homestand very early in the year. It sounds improbable that the Warriors may have to start the season without Wiggins, but because we're dealing with the unknown, we don't know how legit that could be, but it's out there, and it's something that's going to have to be dealt with.
And we do know this, Goo, from a facts standpoint. Right. 9 of the first 14 games would be games he couldn't play. They have an 8-game homestand, guys. I don't know if I've ever can recall.
That's supposed to be good news.
Right. Exactly, Goo. You got the Clippers, you got the Lakers and the Clippers. You go to Sac and OKC, where he could play in 3 of those 4. But then it's 2, 4, 6, 8 straight at home. A trip to Charlotte where he could play, and then Brooklyn has the same rules. So by my math, he would miss 9 of the first 14 if he didn't get the exemption and if all this held.
And what did you say this morning in the green room? And I know the 8-game home slate is more important than media day. But if this doesn't get rectified by next week, Steiny, he would, because I was like, oh, he's going to get bombarded with questions. He wouldn't even be able to be there. But what did I put on the thread? If you're Joe Lacob and you don't get this exemption, do you call Philadelphia? I don't know if they're like Brooklyn Dibs or if they like the Bay Area. I think they're not. Would that lead you to think, you know what, we can't get past this? I'd be more inclined to listen to a Ben Simmons deal than I would otherwise. Now that this is a, you talk about rat on the table, a gorilla.
Early rat. And I'm afraid that's going to be a $50,000 fine on you for tampering, Goob.
That's right.
We can't mention Joe Lacob, the Warriors, and Ben Simmons in the city. Yeah. You go ahead and you break off one of your classic buckets of chicken. You know, you got so much chicken from last night's Giants over. I'm sure you can spare it.
Too funny. Stoney, what? This a big deal. Would you be open to moving him possibly if he said he ain't getting it?
I got to believe that inside the Warriors building, they have a better sense of how realistic or unrealistic this is. But let's play it out this way. Wiggins gets a religious exemption, and the city of San Francisco says, we'll honor that exemption. Wiggins, go ahead. You're able to play. It doesn't go away. The situation doesn't go away. Now you're in a locker room with virtually everybody, if not every other player, vaccinated. You've got everybody in the front office vaccinated. But one guy's not vaccinated? Tell me, you can't tell me that doesn't creep into the locker room. You cannot tell me that. It would, I think it would in our business, Dibs.
Absolutely.
If there's a guy in our office or woman, he's not getting vaccinated. You know what? I don't want to be near him. And two, I don't like it.
Yeah, and you know, companies have rules and cities have the ability to impose restrictions on certain things like a large gathering event, which is what a Golden State Warriors game used to be and will be again this season. So all of those things are put in place in the interest of public safety. And whether or not you agree with it is not the point of this discussion. There are rules in place, and if he doesn't follow them and he's unable to get a waiver to get around it, you got 41 home games, guys. And New York with the same regulations, that would be two additional games. So 43 of the 82, you would not have Andrew Wiggins. And guys, he was your Iron Man last year. He played in 71 of the 72. It's not like this is your 12th man who's got injury history. This guy's out there.
I mean, Goo, and we all kind of differ on how good we think Wiggins is. Goo, you like him a little more than I like him, but you don't have Andrew Wiggins and he just kind of vanishes at the start of the season or he's just not there. You're done. I mean, you're done.
I would get my number two pencil, Steiny.
You're done.
You're right. On that 50-win total I predicted, and I would drop it to Ricky Henderson and Kevin Durant, 35. That's how much this guy means this early on this season. And who saw this coming? I just don't get it. And I know at the end of the day, guys, being a fan favorite is not on his agenda. But, Dibs, I remember, and I know this isn't about getting the shot or not, a Saturday afternoon, you and I had a real conversation when I was petrified on getting the shot and didn't know if I was going to get it. Dibs, I asked you, do you think different of me if I didn't? And that answer could have went either way, and you were honest. But what you guys just talked about, you and Steiny, I got to believe that's going to happen times however many teammates and coaches he have and fans if they think he's tricking the system. But, again, is it just about him getting on the court, or does all that matter? Because that's going to be people may be turned off by that. I don't know his religious beliefs, but it sounds like now you're trying to find anything to beat the system.
And, Goo, let me just say, I'm flattered that you call me in those moments. It means a lot to me. And I'm also proud of you for, facing up and doing a hard thing, doing something that you weren't necessarily comfortable with. But, you look at Andrew Wiggins, and, guys, the NBA season is comprised of just about 20,000 minutes collectively. 82 games, 48 minutes. You got five guys on the floor. Andrew Wiggins is a 2,500-minute-a-year guy. He's about an eighth of your PT. Think what you will about him, but, you know, we had the K-Wig bit where he'd go for between 13 and 19. He'd have between two and three.
Yeah.
And then, but he is, yeah, baby, so consistent. What if I told you 17, 21, 24, 18, 18, 22, 19, and 19? Yeah.
Nice.
Smoothed out scoring averages. The man is consistent, and he's out there. So to not have him, no matter what you think of his game, that will hurt for a team without Clay and without Wiseman.
And this from the 650, and this is what we're not going to get into. Steiny, okay. The vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID. No, it doesn't. But it helps your odds greatly of not getting COVID, and it helps if you get COVID that it's far less severe if you have the vaccine. Those are facts. Yeah. So we're not getting into the should he or shouldn't he.
Gotcha.
Because there's no need to. He's not vaccinated. It sounds like he's not going to get vaccinated. According to Rusty Simmons' story, the Warriors put him in touch with a doctor to try to allay some of his fears or some of his questions.
Wow.
And he remained steadfast that he wasn't going to get the vaccine. So the question I have for Warrior fans now is, now what? He's not going to get the vaccine, apparently. So what do you do if you're Joe Lacob? And Goo, you kind of said it. Do you think about moving him? And honestly, Goo, I was like, come on. That was a couple days ago. I was like, come on, you can't. But you know what? Maybe it's not out of the question right now. And the other thing is, you're right. I think it leads back to Ben Simmons. It leads back to Ben Simmons.
Back to Simmons.
So
wow,
you know, we got to figure out what to do here if we're the Warriors. And that's what I'm asking at 888-957-9570. Wiggins is a big part of the Warriors trying to get back into this elite level of teams in the NBA. And I'm sorry, but if he's not there, that's going to impact the team, obviously. But if he is there and not vaccinated...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.